every year for some time now, CITR Radio in Vancouver and a few independent and college radio stations around the globe have worked to give modern art a transmitter. The concept of giving art a birthday was introduced by French-born artist-slash-peacenik Robert Filliou. In 1963, he asserted that 1 million years ago there was no art. But one day, on the 17th of January to be precise, art was born when someone dropped a dry sponge into a bucket of water. 24 hours of radio art will broadcast midnight to midnight, January 17th on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver and online at citr.ca.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon. Ah.
What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina colada.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists.
Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise! Good morning. It is 11:30 a.m. on a Wednesday. You know what that means. It's time for a noise, as it is every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. here on the almighty CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver or on your computer, citr.ca. Luke Meat here in the studio. Coming up in the next hour and a half, all the noise that's fit to play. Lots of new stuff, lots of old stuff, lots of reissued stuff. That's what I'm holding in my hot little hands right now. Thanks to the vinyl gods and Phony Records, John Oswald has released Plexure in its entirety on vinyl for the very first time, a brand new reissue, and it doesn't even break the bank. It's under $20. But Plexure, this piece by Mr. John Oswald, is constructed entirely of brief fragments cloned from thousands of mostly pop recordings from 1982 to 1992, the first decade of the compact disc era. Most of the album is built on a structure that begins with the slowest songs from that time, mostly ballads and blues, and proceeds gradually to the fastest, bluegrass and speed metal. This is the same template that a British mashup artist called Osi Misu a decade later used for a piece called Intro Inspection that features 100 tunes in mostly linear sequence, in contrast to Plexure's multifold polyphony. One of the first steps in making Plexure was to arrange hundreds and hundreds of tracks of source material in order to form the slowest song to the fastest. Most of this work was done by Phil Strong, who in a time before BPM catalogs existed, measured waveforms and arranged bars of music both by eye and ear. The original bar of each song version of Preplex was about 33 minutes long. A lot of this material was folded into the subsequent structure of Plexure. John Oswald found the relative simplicity of Preplex beguiling, but he thought there were parts that worked and parts that didn't. He wished he could hear a version that in some way swung all the way through. So he re-edited it, throwing out a lot of material. Phil Strong took another stab at it, but each time Oswald listened to the piece, he ended up making adjustments. He could not listen to the thing right through without stopping the playback to change something. This process continued very sporadically over 10 years. Other aficionados, particularly Wobbly, better known as John Lydekker, made suggestions. In early 2006, Donna Summer, better known as Jason Forrest, re-edited the piece a little bit. Oswald incorporated a couple of his variations, but continued to work on adding to and subtracting from the composition, making changes with every replay. Then finally, more recently, he began playing back Preplex all the way through without stopping, and after a few minor adjustments, he decided it was working like accelerating clockwork and ready to be heard by the world. So now we can try to listen to Preplex all the way through without stopping. This is John Oswald with his masterpiece, Preplex.
Thank you.
UBC Film Society for their weekly movie screenings in the Subs Norm Theater every Wednesday to Sunday.
This week's screenings are...
Spirited Away, playing at 7 p.m., and The Town, playing at 9:30 p.m., Wednesday the 12th through Sunday the 16th.
Tickets are $2.50 for members and $5 for non-members. For more details and membership information, visit ubcfilmsociety.com. See you at the movies!
And CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, you're listening to A Noise, Luke Mead here, and yeah, what were you just pelted with for the last 15 or so minutes? Brand new, but not so brand new, John Oswald. John Oswald has finally, thank you vinyl gods, released his masterpiece, Plexure, which used to be only available on CD in North America. I think it was on Japanese label, but it was also, I think, on Zadok, John Zorn's record label. But you could only get it on CD. You can now get it on vinyl thanks to his own imprint, Phony Records. And get a load of this. It also exists on clear plexiglass in a limited edition of 33 and a third copies. Figure that one out. Either way, pre-plex we heard there, 1982 to 1992. Over 100 mixes there all at once. And, of course, predating anything to do with what we call mashups or bastard pop or whatever. Take that, girl talk. Either way, and also, I mean, he goes as far as to actually mash the artists' names together, such as Bing Stingspreen and, you know, San and D-Light, Moody Crew, Engelbert Costello, David Bow Wow Wowie, that kind of thing. You know, lovely stuff here, available at finer record stores, and you know, go pick it up. Like I said, it's only $16, you know. Fantastic. John Oswald there. Moving on, we just got an email from an old friend. I'm talking, of course, about Mr. David First from one of my favorite bands from the 70s, the Note Killers. The Note Killers were a phenomenal garage group out of Philadelphia, PA, back in the late 70s and early 80s. And thanks to the kind people at Ecstatic Peace, they re-released a collection of all of their 7-inches and unknown recordings a few years back. And, well, he's just announced me, they have a new album out, and it's on its way to CITR. Very happy. Happy to hear that, but we'll play some old Note Killers all the way back to 1977. Great liner notes here by Mr. Thurston Moore. Thurston goes on to say, I was asked to make a fantasy mixtape for Mojo Collections magazines. One of the songs I put on it was the Note Killer 7-inch, which I got from Ed Ballman at 99 Records when we would just hang out there daily. It was one of those records that resonated fully with all of us at the time, a genuine hybrid of Radical Approach, meaning Albert Ayler meets the Sex Pistols. The Note Killer 7-inch became a part of weird lost myth for some of us. Dig it. Well, I certainly hope you dig it. This is the Note Killers with Ricochet on A Noise. We'll be right back. 12:01 in the p.m. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Luke Mead here. You listen to a noise. And what did we just hear there in the last set? Well, like I said, something brand new. Well, you didn't hear something brand new, but there is something brand new coming out by this band. I'm talking about Philadelphia, PA's The Note Killers. Available on a static piece is the collective works of their wonderful amalgamation of off-kilter kind of garage surf punk. 1977 to 1981, it's called there. We heard Ricochet. And like I said, something brand new coming out by them. Let's hope it stands up and is as good as their stuff almost 30 years ago. After that, something I've been meaning to play these guys for a while, just because they're one of my favorite bands and I haven't gotten around to it. The Thinking Fellers Union Local 282. You heard something off of their, I guess you would call it their major debut on Matador Records. Lovelyville is the name of that record there. Pretty essential. If you need to own anything by them, I'd recommend that one. 2x4 was the name of the track there. And then we followed it up there with some solo stuff. Mr. Brian Hageman, who was the multi-instrumentalist and mastermind behind Thinking Fellers Union Local 282. His solo album, Twin Smooth Snouts, out on Starlight Records, came out quite a few years ago. It's kind of a collection of kind of his home recordings, spanning from 1988 to 1995. It's beautifully terrifying at times. That was a Christmas present from last year from a very good friend, and I've neglected to play it. It actually kind of fell through the back in the giant record shelf at home, and kind of forgot that I owned this and pulled it out this week and shared it with all of you. You heard A Toast to Us All there. Coming up in the next set, we've got some friends out in who are listening in Chilliwack who are snowed in. Vancouver, we were very, very lucky. We only got about an inch and a half of the stuff, and it's already starting to melt away. Much to the chagrin of many UBC students who thought they'd have the day off today, but sorry about that, guys. But either way, these guys that are listening, I know that they are big fans of Ms. Clara Rockmore, and I have her lovely, lovely issued vinyl collection on Mississippi Records now. Holy cow. Mississippi Records, one of the best label imprints in the world, if you ask me. The actual store exists in Portland, Oregon. If you go down to our friends at Audiopile Records, they actually have a Mississippi section now, just because they're so darn prolific. A lot of reissues of all, spanning different kinds of musical genres all over the globe. But yeah, Ms. Clara Rockmore, a collection of her classical music pieces on the theremin with Nadia Reisenberg on piano. We're going to hear a couple of Rachmaninoff pieces. We're going to hear Vocalize and Song of Grusia. And the professor, Leon Theremin, inventor of the theremin, says it best. I consider Clara Rockmore the foremost unique and extraordinary theremin concert artist. She is the only one in the world who was able to achieve the intricate mastery of the instrument, combining it with rare musicianship and most sensitive interpretive qualities of the highest caliber. This is Clara Rockmore on A Noise.
every year for some time now, CITR Radio in Vancouver and a few independent and college radio stations around the globe have worked to give modern art a transmitter. The concept of giving art a birthday was introduced by French-born artist slash peacenik Robert Filliou. In 1963, he asserted that 1 million years ago there was no art. But one day, on the 17th of January to be precise, art was born when someone dropped a dry sponge into a bucket of water. 24 hours of radio art will broadcast midnight to midnight, January 17th on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver and online at citr.ca.
Yes, indeedy. 24 hours of radio art this Monday. We've been doing it now for, oh boy, at least 15 years. I don't know. Actually, it's one of the reasons why I got involved with CITR, lo, those many moons ago. And yeah, this year is no exception. This is going to be awesome. My favorite day of the year. 24 hours of radio art starting midnight, meaning like Sunday night, you know, when Monday starts. That's when it's going to be January 17th, Art's birthday. CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. You just heard some Clara Rockmore off of the Mississippi Records Collection. Amazing double folds, gatefold packaging with tons of liner notes and huge vinyl. Amazing stuff. We just heard Rachmaninoff's Vocalize and Rachmaninoff's Song of Grusia there. And yeah, beautiful stuff. Hope our Snowden friends in the WAC enjoyed that. And we're going to move on. We've got some Alter Eagle, the debut album from shimmering pop darlings Brad Rose and Eden Hemming Rose. Lovely little married couple. And Brad Rose is better known for kind of his experimental work and stuff. So the poppiness on this record, it comes kind of as a shock. And it's pretty amazing. Like most of their stuff is originally on cassette. But they now have properly put out a actual record on type albums. And Mechanical Gardens, it's called. They've created an album that revels in its grab bag of influences, but somehow they have managed to emerge with a sound that is totally singular. It's pop music for sure, but uncynical, atypical, and hugely enjoyable. This is Alter Eagle on a Noise. CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, 12:26 in the PM. This show is A Noise. Luke Mead here. And you just heard something off the brand new Hype Williams album, something Mark just played before the show before me. We're both fans of this record. Find out what happens when people stop being polite and start getting real. And obviously, utilizing a Sade track there, Sweetest Taboo. Sade is coming to Vancouver, which is really kind of, I think, kind of cool. Because I've always had a soft spot for that lady. Actually, soft spot is the worst actual description of what I've had for that lady, if you know what I mean. But, yeah, she's coming in summertime. And it's probably going to cost $1 billion. And it's at, not GM Place anymore, Rogers Arena. Anyways, but, yeah, new Hype Williams on Distill Records. And before that, some nice hazy pop in the form of Alter Eagle. Mechanical Gardens, it's called. Battlegrounds, that's out on Type Records. Brand new, available at finer record stores everywhere. Coming up in this next set, I just felt like pulling this out. It's out of the collection. Still no story on these guys at all. They're a band from Sacramento, California, by the name of Tina, age 13. I believe this is their only release. It was released in the mid-90s. The Alcoholic Father of My Inner Child is the name of the record. It's out on Broken Records label. And the funniest thing about it, it's a 12-inch sleeve, but a 10-inch record on the inside. And the only reason why I grabbed this is because in hopes that this would be a decent cover. This is Tina, age 13, doing Neil Young's Cortez the Killer.
We'll be right back. racing across the water with his galleons and guns, in search of a new world and a palace in the sun. On the shore lay Montezuma with his coca leaves and pearls. In his halls he often wandered over secrets of the world, and his subjects gathered round him like the leaves around a tree. They were brightly colored for the angry gods to see, and the women all were beautiful. The men stood straight and strong. They offered life and sacrifice so the others could get along. We'll be right back.
Hello, hello. My name is Tim, and every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. I will be playing best punk, hardcore, metal, ska, and reggae music for you from all over the world.
Sessions never meant anything to me. I'm not crazy. Well, that's not true. I've got a pen and a guitar.
We all fall down on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Yes, indeed. Every Thursday, 1 to 2 p.m., best hardcore reggae music with Tim. Gotta love that man. You just heard a wonderful deconstructionist rendition of Cortez the Killer, of course, by Neil Young. By unknown, no information given about these guys. 90s band, Tina, age 13, they're called. The alcoholic father of my inner child is the name of that lovely little 10-inch there. And wonderful stuff. We're going to finish off the show. Stay tuned. At 1 o'clock, we have, of course, Green Majority, hosted by our sister station, CIUT. 2 o'clock, Democracy Now! I'm sure she's got lovely things to say about what's going on down there in the good old U.S. of A. 3 o'clock, Rumbletone Radio Go-Go this week is being hosted by Darren Gall from previously from Stereoscopic Redoubt. It's great to have him back here. For the time being, Arts Report by Adam. 6 o'clock this week is the Reel to Reel show. 6:30 is Shameless with Johnny B. 8 o'clock, Folk Oasis with Val Cormier. 10 o'clock, Sexy in Van City with Caroline. And then 11 o'clock, my man, Hans Klaus with Hans Klaus's Misery Hour. So keep it locked. And we're going to finish off with, I played these guys before, and they're pretty incredible, even though I don't really care for the instrument that much. Urban Sax. Urban Sax is an ensemble founded by the French composer Gilbert Ottmann, and is made up of massive numbers of saxophones, accompanied by percussion and sometimes voices. The group is directed by Artman and performs his compositions, which are generally repetitive and minimalist, often sounding somewhat mechanistic rather than conventionally expressive. We're going to hear something by Urban Sax right now. This is part 3 off of their self-titled 1990 record, and we'll be back to talk to you at the top of the hour. Enjoy. Yeah.